This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 9th, 2017. We're an hour two of the broadcast running down much of the incredible news of the week. We'll be taking phone calls a little later in today's broadcast in this last hour. But, you know, we just came past December 7th, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Actually, I'm going to try to line up Jay. Jay was talking about something yesterday about a memo that exposed the fact that FDR knew about this, or it was in the planning stage a year in advance. Now, many of you that's listened to this broadcast and broadcast like it, you know, Daily Mail, online in the UK, many outlets have run the story, and I think it was in 2011 where the Daily Mail ran a story about the declassified memo that warned FDR of the Hawaiian attack 3 days prior to Pearl Harbor. I've seen even on the History Channel where they pretty much just now it's kind of like Gulf of Tonkin. Everyone knows, you know, that he knew in advance. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I feel like this is something that people that listen to this broadcast, RBN listeners, they're all well aware. It's probably several hosts have maybe went in depth on this week, hopefully. But this is just another situation where when we are looking back through time, these things are revealed, they come out, but yet, you know, not much changes from it. I mean, look at the revelations here just recently that with the JFK papers, revelations about, obviously, you know, there was a second shooter. That's a given now. The Surgeon General said that back in 1963. The revelations that everything Don Black's ever said about on his website about the true character of Martin Luther King, all now completely exonerated, completely proven true. But they're not going to be remaking movies. They're not going to be beating people over the head with these truths. So the normies out there, you know, if they're not seeking the truth, they're certainly not finding any. That's for darn certain. That's the way the system's set up. But I just wanted to, you know, here we are. We just passed the anniversary, December 7th. This was yet another tragic event. World War II, the biggest tragic event, I guess, in American history, in my opinion, personally. But we should all keep in mind and try to share with people these facts and these truths, because it puts history in such a different perspective. You know, I mean, I'm just like you. I didn't know. There was a point in my life where I didn't know that everything I'd been told about World War II was complete BS. I didn't know that the Gulf of Tonkin was a setup. I didn't know that I didn't even know the USS Liberty existed, you know, until trying to search some of this information and finding it out, and some super great broadcasters that covered these topics long before me. But here we are. Here we are. So, I wanted to, there was a couple of stories I wanted to get in, so we're going to move forward. But I thought this was an interesting story. Now, if you're not going and looking at the website, I will say it again this week. I'm going to shamelessly plug this website weekly, thenewobserveronline.com. If you've never checked that out, I will guarantee you, if you look at it one time, you will continue to check out this website. UK Prime Minister Theresa May, herself the target of a new Muslim terrorist assassination plot. That didn't get much airtime this past week. Did you see that one? Yeah, they foiled some assassination plot. A bunch of Muslims in Great Britain wanting to kill Theresa May. I mean, if she, I don't know. I mean, I guess if she didn't move for days, they might would suspect she was dead. has warned of a right-wing danger to Britain. Theresa May is warning of a right-wing danger to Britain, even though 90% of all the terrorists in the UK are Muslim. So here, there's a Muslim group. They foil trying to kill her, and she says there's some right-wing conspiracy out to get her. And currently, there are more than 20,000 Muslims under surveillance by authorities. Look at this drain on the system that they put up with so that they can have this deadly vibrancy. May's ridiculous allegations that Britain faced a right-wing terrorist threat was made in Jordan only a few days before UK police swooped on a Muslim pair, Rashman 20 and Mohammed Inran 21, for a plan which involved blowing up the gates to Downing Street and assassinating May in the resulting crowd using a suicide vest, pepper spray, and knives. Wow. It sounds rather unpleasant to me to bring these people into your country and then have to deal with them trying to blow you up and throw acid in your face. I mean, is it really worth it? Is all that vibrancy that comes with it, does it really offset the death and the expense and the incarceration and the being run down in the streets and watching them march around and all the rest? In the United Kingdom, we take the far right very seriously, and that's why we ensure we deal with these threats and this extremism wherever it comes and whatever its source may announced earlier in December. The British Prime Minister, who must find it puzzling why she's the target for Muslim terrorists, given the fact she's so sympathetic toward the Muslim community, has, of course, never issued a warning about Muslim terrorists. The head of MI5, Andrew Parker, in a cabinet briefing following the latest arrest of the two would-be May assassins, said that the British Security Service and police have thwarted 22 terrorist plots in the past 4 years, and that there are more than 500 live investigations going on. Wow! That vibrancy comes with a price, doesn't it? Well, they'll keep paying it. In addition, police are struggling to handle the more than 3,000 subjects of interest, along with a growing pool of more than, wait for it, 20,000 individuals identified during terrorist inquiries. Well, the answer is more poison. You don't have enough Muslims there. Just because you've got enough there to get one elected mayor, don't let that stop. Keep bringing them in. At some point, they'll stop hating you because they will kill you, and you will be dead, and you won't have to worry about it anymore. It'll all be over. Official UK government figures released in September of 2017 showed that over 90% of all terror-related offenses were related to Islamic fundamentalism. 90%. Well, you can't do anything about that. So what? 90%. What do you expect? We've got to have more acid in our face. We've got to have more of our citizens run down in the streets. We've got to tolerate, this epidemic of mass rapes. Because the goal here is the destruction of our country. I can't believe. It's hard for me to believe. I mean, I guess, we sit here watching the destruction of our country too. But simultaneously, we're watching the collapse of Europe for the very same reasons. And these sellout supercucks getting up there and trying to justify and legitimize their actions in the face of all the data, of all of the statistics that show that this is, why don't you just run these people out of your country, say we tried it, it didn't work, and be done with it? There were 379 arrests for terrorism-related offenses in Great Britain for the year ending June 2017. Wow, that's more than one a day. Which, of course, is the highest rate since they started collecting the data in 2001. This tally includes dozens of individuals held in swoops in the wake of attacks in London and Manchester, which contributed to domestic terrorists increasing fivefold in that year. (Clears throat) of these numbers, Ninety-one percent were Muslim, and 5% were the far right. 4% were other races. So it is therefore deliberate deception on the part of the British Prime Minister and the control media to pretend that the right wing is some sort of dangerous, violent threat to society. In reality, the real terrorist danger to the UK and indeed Europe comes from the radical Islamist who, thanks to the race-denying immigration policies pursued by the European governments, are now embodied by the hundreds of thousands in Europe. It is typical of the establishment to blame the white people for terrorism rather than admit the truth of where the real terrorist threat originates, their own immigration policies, which have resulted in a third world invasion of Europe. That is undeniable and, of course, extremely sad. I need a little break here, and I've got a clip posted by Mark Dice. Sam, if we can, let's go ahead and play that clip. I apologize. I'll be back right at the end of it.
Yesterday, CNN reported that they finally found the smoking gun to prove that the conspiracies were all true, that the Trump campaign was coordinating, colluding with the Russians and WikiLeaks in order to steal the election last year. Only once again, hours later, to have to issue another retraction and admit that their multiple sources were in fact ridiculously wrong. Let's listen to this buffoon try to explain what happened.
We're actually correcting a story that we have been reporting throughout the day today about an email that was sent to the Trump campaign, to then-candidate Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and others during the heat of the campaign season. This email included a decryption key and also a link to where they could access some of these hacked WikiLeaks documents from the Democratic National Committee. Now, we've been reporting that this email came on September 4th. That was before some of these documents were publicly available. But we have just...
That's proof that they've conspired. Proof that they got tipped off in advance about the hacked emails. Proof that they were in on it this whole time. The only problem is that this email that was sent to the Trump campaign telling them about the hacked emails from the DNC was after they were already published by WikiLeaks and everybody knew about them. CNN sources placed the date of the email 10 days earlier, which would have meant that they got tipped off in advance before WikiLeaks published them. But then upon further review, it was revealed that the email was actually after they were already available and everybody already knew about them. Even the Washington Compost admitted the painful truth and corrected CNN's story for them, saying that the email pointed the Trump campaign to WikiLeaks documents that were already public. Here's the original story on CNN.com, and then they changed the headline, removed Donald Trump Jr.'s picture from it, and issued a correction about getting the date wrong, too. The new headline says that the email pointed the Trump campaign to WikiLeaks documents, and then they put Roger Stone's picture in there instead of Donald Trump Jr.'s. They also added this correction. This story has been corrected to say that the date of the email was September 14th, 2016, not September 4th. The story also changed the headline and removed a tweet from Donald Trump Jr. This whole fiasco caused the hashtag Things I Trust More Than CNN to become the number one trend on Twitter from people ridiculing them by posting things like this. These dreamers. These guys. Driving downhill on black ice. No brakes, no horn, no seatbelts, and a chicken driving my car. Hitchhiking clowns. That's a picture of Pennywise, by the way, from the movie It. And I decided to add my own two cents to the topic with that rope bridge in Indiana Jones' Temple of Doom. Let's go back to this loser trying to explain this to what audience CNN has left.
But we have just obtained a copy of this email. And instead, we now learn that this email was on September 14th. So that is 10 days later than what we originally reported earlier today.
And why don't you tell us how significant that is and why this is another embarrassing blunder on CNN's record?
And this appears to change the understanding of this story, because initially it seemed perhaps they were being offered access to documents that were not yet publicly available. But in this email from an individual named Michael Erickson, they do direct the Trump campaign to some publicly available documents, hacked documents from WikiLeaks.
So somebody decided to give them a news tip and say, hey, just thought I'd let you guys know that these emails are out there and everyone's talking about them. Here's CNN's little Brian Stelter digging their grave even deeper. President Trump, of course, was talking about this and talking about the latest fake news from Brian Ross getting him suspended over at ABC, saying that they corrected this and apologized, when little Brian Stelter corrects President Trump and says, well, we corrected it, but we did not apologize. Not apologizing, it makes you look even worse, you idiot. But that's okay. Me and my number one best-selling new book, The True Story of Fake News, thanks you, Brian Stelter and CNN. Currently, it's the number one bestseller in the media and internet and politics category. And right after it came out, thanks to you guys, it was number 15 on Amazon's bestseller list of every category. If you haven't read it yet, then I hope you check it out. And Christmas is coming real soon, so if you're thinking about giving it to someone as a gift, you're going to want to order a copy pretty quick so you can be sure to get it in time. And if you think that I'm just a sarcastic YouTuber who likes roasting the liberal lunatics, many of you are going to be in for quite a surprise when you check it out, because it's actually very serious and very in-depth. Not that I'm not a sarcastic YouTuber who loves roasting the liberal lunatics, but I'm so much more than that, guys. So I hope you guys will pick up a copy. I know you're going to love it. Appreciate all your support. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for new reports coming soon.
All right, there you have it. Mark Dice doing a great job exposing CNN once again for the fake news and the liar that they are and have been for decades, and all the rest of the media as well. Yeah, I was having a little trouble with my voice, so I played that clip. It's always good to have one of those ready for those situations. We're going to be coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join in today. I got several other news stories. You know, last week we were talking about the Mexican that had been deported, that had, what was the lady's name, Steinle, I can't remember exactly the pronunciation. Well, this last week there was another story in the news, worse, if you can believe it, but it didn't get near as much coverage. 20-time deported Mexican laughs while being sentenced for sodomy, kidnapping, and sanctuary assault in the sanctuary state of Oregon. Tells victims' relatives, see all you guys in hell. Now, this story should have gotten some media coverage. A Mexican man who was deported from the U.S. 20 times has been convicted of 10 counts, including sexual assault in Oregon. On Friday, Sergio Jose Martinez was sentenced 35 years in prison in Portland courtroom after pleading guilty to kidnapping, sexual assault, sodomy, and several other counts, K-O-I-N, reported. Now, look, what does that mean? Not only has the American citizens of, you know, whatever gender, race, or whatever that's been victimized by this person that's been deported 20 times, now the American taxpayer gets to foot the bill for him to spend 35 years in prison, which he's 31, so It's not a life sentence, because our government refuses to have a border for this country. Deported 20 times, the U.S. government, the United States, the Congress, and the Senate should be held as an accessory before the fact of all of these charges that this low-life piece of scum was charged with, because they will not enforce the laws that are on the books. And just as Trump has tweeted, they desire this open border. They want the country overrun with Mexicans. They don't care. In fact, they're glad that you're being raped and sodomized and what else was it? He had about done it all. Sexual assault, kidnapping. What a great person to have in our country illegally that our government and our border security can't keep him in his own country, which obviously is Mexico. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443. Call in back in a moment. We'll be right back.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. It is coming down a beautiful snow right now. I'm telling you, I just didn't expect it to be quite this much, but it is beautiful. 1-800-313-9443. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast if you'd like to join in on any of the topics or if you'd like to share something else. Feel free to call in now. Everyone tends to like to wait to the last minute, and then we don't get them on. So if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing? Did you get any snow, my friend?
Well, I'm doing okay. But I'm not getting any snow here, I don't think. It's just rain, and I had a little bit of sleet yesterday. But, yeah, I think it's just wet here. And the thing is... I guess I'll just try and limit myself to three things real quick here. The thing about the Jews is they're so dangerous as a group. They are so treacherous. They have a history of it going way back. There's no disputing it. But the thing is the Jewish people as a group are so diabolical that there's no affordability to take chances with them. You cannot take chances with Jews. When in doubt, keep them out. There's no middle room there. The Jews cannot be allowed to hold public office. in a Western civilized society. Because they will always, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. They're always going to come in, infiltrate everything that matters, including, you know, all the gatekeeping positions, and they are going to put you down and make you submit one way or the other through fear, intimidation, terrorism. That's what they do. Chutzpah. I think a lot of people have heard about chutzpah. This is something that it's pretty much, it's kind of an extreme form of arrogance and then something else all rolled up into it. And I heard a good example of it this week from Dr. David Duke. And he basically said chutzpah is basically like imagine a Jewish child, a Jewish boy, and he kills his parents for whatever reason, right? He murders his parents. Then when he gets into court, he tries to make the argument that, you know, he cries for leniency from the court because he is an orphan. That's the way Jews think. It's like, we can't even think like that. And I'm not making this up. I'm not exaggerating it. This is the way it is. This is the way it's always been. There's countless examples throughout history of this. I mean, look at what they're doing to us. Look what you're talking about with the DNA sampling, where you pay money to send a sample in to find out who you are. They're willing to lie about that because they have no honor. There's no truth in them. It's all about deception, treachery.
Hey, Frank.
The only other thing was, I did try and call into Alex Jones this week. Just it felt right. It was spontaneous. I'm sitting there eating my lunch. I said, let me turn on Alex, see what he's doing. He's wanting people to call in. Doesn't matter. He'll take anybody. You know, he's beating his chest. I'll talk to anybody. You know, whatever. I don't care what your views are. I want to hear what your views are, you know, with Trump and the Palestinian issue and the, you know, moving the embassy to Jerusalem and all of this. And, you know, I'm on hold. I tell the call screener, I said, look, this is Frank in North Carolina. Alex knows who I am. He's a Zionist Israeli shill. And I want to talk to him for a few minutes. And the guy's all nervous. Now, he may be nervous with every call. He sounds like a kid I've never talked to him before. But he's like, well, you know, I'll see. I'll ask him. But anyway, kept me on hold for 51 minutes and then just dropped my call. Disconnected. And he did mention me. He did mention me. Somebody said while I was on hold, and I was listening while I was on hold. But I did hear him say, you know, I've got somebody on hold that says I'm a Zionist shill, you know, blah blah blah. But anyway, wouldn't you think he would want to take that opportunity to use his superior intellect to show what an evil? You know, this is what an evil.
Hold on for
is.
Me, Frank. Hey, Frank, stay with me through this break because I want to let you finish that, and I want to ask you about David Duke's show yesterday about moving the embassy to Jerusalem and his conjecture on that. Stay with me, Frank. We'll be back in moments. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I'm joined by Frank from North Carolina. And Frank, I wanted to give you the opportunity to finish what you were discussing. You were discussing Alex Jones keeping you on hold. And at some point, I should play the audio. I've got it in my email, and I've listened to it, where you really took Alex Jones to task, and you should be commended for that. And also, I wanted to let you finish your thoughts on that, but I wanted to ask you before you got going. You listened yesterday to David Duke and his assessment of moving the embassy kind of in one fell swoop, reuniting all of Israel's enemies and bringing that to the forefront. I wanted to get your opinion on kind of his assessment of how this has transpired. Because when I seen it at first, I just saw it as this is just bowing to Zog once again. But maybe there's more to it. I'll get your opinion. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of keeping this issue at arm's length. I'm still digesting it. Yeah, I did notice, you know, that he is very open to new interpretations of where this might be going, Duke is, and maybe possibly what Trump is thinking. I mean, it's hard to understand what's going through Trump's mind, and I don't have I have very little faith in Trump. I always hold out, you know, like maybe 1 or 2%. Maybe he's crazy like a fox and his ways are like not even understandable to us, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But, maybe it will reunite and maybe it will just show that America is just a colony of Israel or greater Israel or Jewish, power. I don't know, it's interesting, but I'm probably not the best person to ask. I'm kind of keeping it at arm's length, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have a dog in that fight. I know that doesn't sound good, it makes me look bad, but the thing is, you know, I'm not a Palestinian. I have been to Israel a couple times, and, you know, it's been a long time ago. I was in the military, and we would stop off there sometimes and use some of their facilities to test fire some of our weapons and stuff before we were going to certain places. And we would use some of their grenade ranges and practice some house-to-house, kicking doors and stuff like that. Not on real people, but in their training facilities. But I never got a good feeling from the Israelis. I mean, you know, you'd have the soldiers, you know, standing on the streets when we were, running through there, just doing physical exercise or whatever. I mean, they would always give you a nasty look, like, you know, they didn't want us to be there. And I'm thinking, you know what, man, if we weren't here, you guys wouldn't even be around. But
that's true.
Anyway, I didn't have a dog in the fight back then. I was neutral on the whole idea of Israel and everything. I was apolitical back in those days. I was a kid, a teenager, you know, maybe 19, 18, 19, 20, whatever. But the thing is about Alex, so he could have easily made me look like a Nazi or whatever he thought he could do to make me look ignorant, whatever, for calling him an Israeli show. And see, the whole time he was basically saying, look, I don't have a dog in that fight. I'm neutral on it, but, you know, I want to be fair, blah, blah, blah. He kept saying that, but he's totally the opposite. Everything he does is totally the opposite. He is totally a shill for Jewish supremacists.
And I can tell you, Frank, the reason he didn't take that call is you've shown him previously that you are a formidable adversary. You've got your facts, yeah. You know, and that's why he don't like to see that on his call screen. And I know you could use a different name and fake it and get in, but you were just, you know, hey, you manned up. You told him straight up what you were going to do. What you had to say.
Well, he always says, whenever I call in, he always says, we don't screen your call. You know, you can call in anytime you want, Frank, and we can have this debate, blah, blah, blah. But it's not true. Every other word that comes out of his mouth is a lie. He didn't mean that. He doesn't mean that. The last thing he wants to do is debate Frank from North Carolina. And it's not because I'm smart or anything. It's just because I have the truth on my side. And I know I sound bad about the Palestinian thing, but to me, the Palestinians thing just shows how hypocritical the Jews are. They want to tell us how to do our thing in our country. It's a complicated issue because you got some Jews that know that it looks really, really bad. And they're like, oh, God, you know, this is really making us look bad. We need to, we need to rein this in a little bit. And then you got the crazy, like, radical Jews that just can't help themselves, blah, blah, blah. But to me, they're all in on it, one way or the other. They all want Jews to rule over everything. And like David Duke says, one of the most radical rabbis in Israel, he had the largest funeral in Israel's history. Almost everybody turned out for it. And he basically said all non-Jews are not even human. So, I mean, when it comes right down to it, they're all together. And I know I've taken up too much of your time, and I know I'm sorry I'm all over the place. Anyway, I guess I had more to say than I wanted. But anyway, I'll get out of your way.
That was an excellent call. Always enjoy it. Always enjoy it. And I admire anyone that has the tenacity to take on Alex Jones or any of the rest, call in local radio like we know Frank has done, and really fight the good fight. And, you know, you don't know how much information you get out doing that, how it affects people. I mean, look at the I forget which year now. I guess it was last year. I'm not sure if it was 2016 or not. Gosh, that makes me look bad. But when Frank successfully got David Duke on the Alex Jones show, the Jonesville Massacre, I mean, even Jeff Rentz and David Duke and others said that it just exploded their listenership. So I mean, this is from a listener's perspective. Look at what is being accomplished here by a listener. So hats off to you. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we're going to go to Betty in North Carolina. Then we got Rick in Arizona coming up. Betty, how you doing? Did you get any snow in the great state of North Carolina?
No, just a lot of hail.
Really?
Yep. I called in to suggest some remedies and a place that people could go to get some good information. And this is one that I've pulled out of notes I've kept for many years. This is called The World Under God's Law by Reverend T. Robert Ingram, Rector, St. Thomas Episcopal Church, Houston, Texas. And what he does is take the Ten Commandments and talk about our laws today, the Bill of Rights and the way our government is organized. And the other thing that I wanted to say about it was that he's saying that if we will prosecute our officials at the county level, who are like regulators rather than lawmakers, and then at the state level, that the states are actually countries, and if they'll exercise their ruling over rulers and prosecute the officials or regulators who are acting by usurping powers, or powers that are usurping the Constitution, that maybe that's a good remedy. So I've talked long enough.
Well, hey, thank you so much. We'll all give that some consideration. I will. I'm not familiar with this gentleman, but I did make some notes while you were running that down. So I'll give that a little look see myself. And thank you so much, Betty.
Good. He takes the Ten Commandments. Bye bye.
1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we're going to Rick in Arizona, patiently holding. Rick, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me there, Farron?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just want to make a comment. I listened to David Duke yesterday while he was making apologies for Donald Trump. If we can't recognize that Trump is our enemy, then we are really wasting our time. Really? I mean, what has Trump done for white people? I mean, he is an Israeli firster. He goes out to his masses, and they all think he's great. He walks away, but nothing's going to happen. I don't see. What we got here is the male ego reacting to feeling stupid because they voted for him. That's what I see in David Duke. I mean, it's his male ego as big as the moon, and he can't deal with the fact that he was taken. And that's how, you know, I used to be a stockbroker years ago, and one of the things a very old man told me, an experienced guy, says, you got to get around his ego because his wife is standing over there sitting across the table, you know, and she makes him feel stupid for losing money the last time. So this is what we got going here. Everybody apologizing for this guy on the internet is basically feeling stupid that they voted for him. Just stop feeling stupid. Admit you got taken and admit that Trump is not our friend. Otherwise, we are wasting our time and we are inferior to the Jews. And thank you for taking my call.
Hey, hang on for me, Rick. Will you stay with me? No one else is on hold, okay. So just hang on. Because that's interesting. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I am not the biggest Trump supporter by far. I did vote for him, I'll admit it. But I've been let down in many ways. And I thought it was a terrible idea in the beginning to try to move the embassy to Jerusalem because it's just more bending the knee and appeasing the Jews and Israel and nothing will come from it. And there's already been killings over it. People are dead now, today, that most likely wouldn't be today if he hadn't done that, whatever day he did that, Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it was. When I listened to the David Duke yesterday, I thought he took it a lot further than I would. You know, he was saying he was stabbing the the heart of the bear, and I mean, he had really took it, and it was a little further than I was willing to go. But I did find it interesting that watching the NBC News last night, this has rekindled a reunification of all of Israel's enemies that were kind of, you know, they were kind of separated. Saudi Arabia wasn't getting along with Iran, and they were kind of divided in several ways. But this one issue suddenly has kind of reunited them. Donald Trump has done a few things that actually deregulated an industry that I'm in, which I was surprised. That's not necessarily for white people, though. That's for all people that's associated with that industry. But I think there is probably a large – I think you're right. I think there's a lot of people out here that voted for Donald Trump that probably, because of various reasons, the continual browbeating by the media, certain aspects of things that he's done that they absolutely abhor, that there is probably a lot of regret on certain people's parts. But at the same time – and I'll get your opinion on this, Rick, because this is anybody's, you know, your opinion's as good as anybody else, good as mine. If we'd had the other situation, if we'd had Hillary Clinton, none of these things would be happening. I would assume under Hillary Clinton, she would have probably maybe gotten us into a big conflict in Syria. The borders would be open. It would be worse. But I don't trust Donald Trump. So you tell me, what do you think the alt-right or the people that, you know, share the same views as you and I and several others, even though we may disagree on some things, in the big scheme of things, we oppose this government, this tyrannical government, in the direction that we've been taken for decades under this cultural Marxism and this destruction of the family and everything decent by Jewish control of the media. What do you think is the best direction for this movement to go, given our present situation? And like I say, there's probably no wrong answer. I'm just getting your opinion.
Well, I think that in the future, we have to align ourselves with people who are not friendly to the Zionist campaign. And that was the Democrat. That was Hillary Clinton. I mean, everybody, the first thing that comes out of anybody's mouth is, oh, thank God it ain't Hillary. But you have to realize that it's that branch of the Democrat Party that is stopped air flights into Israel when they were bombing the Palestinians. These people aren't friendly with the Jews. These are the type of people that have been around them all their career, and they hate them, okay? So for everybody to be, you know, look, Hillary Clinton, you can call her every name you want. Just vote with the people that are against the Zionist campaign. That's in my opinion. That's the future for the white people. If not, Donald Trump is not going to do anything for us. He is up to his eyeballs in owing these people. You know,
well, let me throw this in, Rick, and now callers are starting to stack up, so I'm going to have to make it kind of short. But let me throw, you know, Hillary Clinton, her major donors, of course, were Jews, Sheldon Adelson, George Soros, we could go down the list. And, you know, I don't know that I can agree with you that she – now, of course, you could argue Barack Obama was opposing Israel in several of the in the United Nations, especially with regards to the settlements. But I don't know that I could go with you down the road that Hillary Clinton would oppose the Jews more or be firmer against Israel and the Jews in this country, the Jewish power structure in this country, than Donald Trump, although he's not been firm against it at all. But I don't know. He has, you know, fake news. He's really called out the news media. We got a break coming up. Give me a 1 minute response, and then we'll go to Jeremy in Kentucky. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, look, I'm not making it. I don't want Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about go with the people who are not in the camp with the Zionists. Look, Hillary Clinton took money from the Jews. Everybody does. It's a part of it. You cannot go into politics at that level without getting bombarded with Jewish money. So don't say that she took Jewish money and call her whatever. I mean, but I'm just saying this. I don't like her. I'm just saying go with people that are against the Zionist lobby, and it will work itself out after a couple of decades. Okay?
I understand, Rick, and I certainly appreciate your phone call. I certainly do. Jeremy in Kentucky, how you doing? If the break gets you, just stay with me. What's on your mind today, Jeremy?
Just going to weigh in on the last couple of callers and this whole Trump and moving the embassy to Jerusalem. You know, what we got to remember is there's two elements of Jewish power. It's very obvious. There's this right-wing crazy element. I call them the Steinlight Jews. And then there's the left-wing element. that's associated with Hillary Clinton and Obama and even the Bushes. Now, this new right-wing element, their talking heads are Fox News, Mike Savage, Mark Levin, all these Jews that get on and they seem real conservative and right-wingy, and they seem like they say some good stuff about controlling immigration. But at the end of the day, both of these powers, both of these Jewish powers are for Israel. Some are just a little more adamant about it than others. And I'm proposing that Trump is being controlled or manipulated or blackmailed by the right-wing element, the Steinlight Jews. The Steinlight plan calls for reduced immigration in order to slow it down enough to brainwash the immigrants into an American civic nationalist type mindset.
Hold that thought for me, Jeremy. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Excellent information. I'm always glad when you go into the Steinlight plan. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio, joined by Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy, you're going to be my last caller, so we've got about 4 minutes here, so you've got some time. I just want to turn it back to you. What you say is very powerful, very true, and a lot of people, I was not aware. You were the one, I did not know about Steinlight and all that. You actually woke me up to that information. So go ahead and continue with your thoughts and take your time. You'll be on to the end of the broadcast.
Well, what I was just pointing out is that, you know, Trump is in league with the Jews that are behind the Steinlight plan, and they power Fox News. I mean, you listen to the talking points. He's trying to revive a sense of American civic nationalism, which, you know, would be a good thing 50 years ago because most of Americans were, you know, over 90% European. But today, the concept is, well, race doesn't matter as long as you're a good American citizen. And on that plan, they want to reduce immigration down so that they have time to brainwash the new immigrants to be loyal to Israel. Now, that's the right-wing group of Jews that are in power now, that are, you can watch them taking power. That's the struggle you see. The left-wing element that the Bushes and Obama and the Clintons were in league with, they don't care. Immigration, anybody come in, open borders. That's more what they're at. And they're a little less pro, like Zionist Israel. They want to keep it low-key over there in the homeland of Israel. But the Sinai Jews are really, like, radical. Hey, put Palestinians off. Let's make Jerusalem the capital, rebuild the temple. You know, that's their mentality. And so I think that's what you're seeing. Now, in regards to David Duke and why the movement, you know, voted for Trump, look, I've met David Duke personally. I had lunch with him. He's a good leader. He's a good voice for our people. I don't think that he's cucking out or being overly apologetic. I think he's just trying to keep everybody motivated and on a positive note because, look, I voted for Trump, and I'm glad I did. And here's why. He was the best thing we had going. And just like David Duke said, you know, he saw some dangers, but maybe, just maybe, Trump can do some things that will be better for us than what Clinton would have done. And we can utilize the energy from that movement. The Jews are trying to take the energy and stop a white lash. We can take that energy and keep it directed the way it should go to rally our people. That's what I had to say about that.
Excellent. Excellent points, Jeremy. Excellent points. And, yeah, I found yesterday's broadcast really interesting to me personally. I thought David Duke maybe saw a little more into it than I did, and may well he should. I mean, he's much more learned than I am. I wouldn't dispute that for a moment. But it makes me wonder. Now, you brought up a really relevant point that a lot of people may be aware of, they may not. There's a section of Jews, Jewish Orthodox, that want to return to the actual original sacrificing and everything that they used to do in the Old Testament, and they want to rebuild the temple. And this, I would assume, Jeremy, will add fuel to that fire now that they will declare that, you know, this is the recognized capital, but just because Donald Trump said so, not the rest of the world. So it's going to be interesting times. 2018 is going to be quite the roller coaster, isn't it, Jeremy?
It absolutely is, and that temple is an evil temple. I know you got a lot of Christian listeners. You got some probably a lot of you know, Christian identity, and then you have some just regular old-fashioned Christians like myself that are not Zionist. But here's the thing: regardless of what you say, if you read the prophecies of Revelation, that temple is not good. And these Zionist Christians who want to usher it in, that is a bad thing. That's going to be the temple that the person that we know as the Antichrist in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, he'll take over that temple. And that's going to bring about a series of punishments on this earth. And even if you don't believe in all these prophecies, maybe you're not a Christian, you got to admit that rebuilding that temple and taking down the mosque, that's going to be tantamount to declaring World War III. And yeah, all the enemies of Israel will be pulled out and rallied, but maybe they're being pulled out and rallied so that America can be pushed to strike and have yet another endless war in the Middle East. Not a good thing.
You know, I should have you on for 30 minutes or something and us break this down, because the Bible does say Jerusalem is going to be a cup of trembling to all nations in the end time, and this is just exacerbating that. Hey, thank you so much. I got music, Jeremy. We'll talk about it again soon. Thanks for the phone call. Great phone call. Great information. This is Farron. Until next week, saying when they come for your gold, give them the lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Blade. Slapped in the dust with his dog. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.